Hello, this is William Taylor from Texas Epoxy Solutions.
Hey, Will, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, calling you back soon. I know one of my representatives spoke with you for the client interview, right?
Yes.
And I'd thrown in some, like, Facebook ads. It's just, like, another product that's inside of that platinum bundle that you're eligible for. And she said that you didn't want to do that.
No.
You don't want to do it. Okay, so you already have somebody doing that or managing it?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. No worries.
I might have been accidentally forgone to be brought up, which is all right. There's no issue
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I threw in, like, as many bells and whistles as I could, so that way I can try to turn us into, like, your one-stop shop. I didn't want you to have, like, 100 different things floating around. I want us to be able to just kind of jump in there if you needed it. But if you already have them there, you know what I mean, there's no sense in doing that. So I'll just remove that from the subscription, okay?
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, it is optional. Like, if you look at your subscription terms, it was just in there as, like, an optional feature that you could opt into or opt out of.
Okay, that's cool. I'll definitely keep that in mind if something were to happen in the future. God forbid it does, but...
Yeah, if there's ever any, like, fallout, like, hopefully not with your website, guy. I like your website. But if there's any fallout with, like, Facebook or your website, we could still help you out with those. And there's no extra charge. I would make sure that they get in there. The major thing is making sure that you're looking proper once we have you on the first page and you have everything required.
Awesome. Quick question.
All right.
I got a phone call after speaking with, a manager or something? Who I spoke to last, the lady that I spoke to.
Okay.
So I got off the phone with her, and I got a phone call from somewhere in Alabama, and they're saying they were a Google, you know, whatever, and they're trying to sell me a service on Google, but they seemed really fishy. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else has dealt with that.
No, that's kind of interesting. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it. Do you have a number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Here, let me. So, what they were trying to sell me was like Ad IQ.
I know exactly who that is. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a SEO company, and they're out of Alabama. You said? I don't know where they're located, but I've heard of them before.
They said they have a data center in Las Vegas, and I was like, then why is the call coming from Alabama?
Yeah, I think they were in Las Vegas before too. Ad IQ. So I know who that is, though. I don't need the number. I know exactly who that is. Once we complete your verification and you're on the first page, you won't get those calls anymore.
Yeah, so. I don't know. It just seemed kind of fishy to me, and they clearly didn't sound American to me. So I was like, oh, this
is
like all those calls, you know?
Yeah.
I was like,
just ask them, hey, who'd you vote for?
I don't know. It was just more of I watched this YouTube video on a hacker actually scamming the scammers in India. I don't know if you've ever seen it. That's kind of
hilarious.
Cool.
Or he's like, oh, he knows, like, the address. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, and he, like, taps into
he's, like,
the
telling
IP
them where
address.
They're located. Yeah.
Yeah, and hacks into their cameras and stuff like that and shut them down. So, like, I learned all the tricks from it, and it was, like, kind of, like, the same patterns. They have, like, a guy who does the pitch, and then I get transferred to a manager. Who does, like, the clothes.
Well, AdIQ does SEO, so they're not actually, like, a Google partner, but they do SEO services. So they do call up going, hey, we're going to put you up here, and did it, but they don't really, like, elaborate on if they're partnered with Google. I've had them, like, one of my clients get contacted by them, like, shortly after sign-up, and basically they tried to, like, undercut on the price, but they weren't actually explaining exactly what they were doing.
Exactly. So the first guy, he said, for a one-time price or whatever, if you pay this big amount right now, it's $1,200. He goes, you know what? Because I was getting short with him, because I was like, I ain't falling for this bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you know, it just sounded like kind of fishy and almost
like... We're calling about your Google listing.
Yeah. And then the pitch was like too try hard. I was like, dude, just get to the point, you know? And he goes, okay, let me put you to our manager, and we'll give you an extra promotion. And guess what that promotion was? Instead of $1,200, it was $1,300 from the manager's mouth.
What the heck?
You know? And I was like, I called him out. I was like, that's some bullshit. You got some fishy going on. And
a
said,
one-time
said,
fee. Like, what are they going to do? Just create the Google business listing and request the verification, and that's it?
I don't know. It's like something where you spend $1,300 and, you know, it's, I'm trying to remember, $1,300 and you don't have to spend it for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
that's
like an annual package. Yeah, because I'm like, there's ongoing optimization that you have to pay for, and any of the Google partners, they're not going to tell you a one-time payment, you know? Month to month, sure, but one time. Anyway, I mean, if you get calls like that, you know, just politely decline and let them know, like, hey, I already got this handled, you know? And then once we have you up and running, like, the Google verification's done and you're on the first page, I mean, they'd be kind of stupid. Obviously, they're not doing their homework if they're calling to put you on the first page when you're on the first page.
I was like, okay, maybe y'all were supposed to direct me to them. That's what I thought initially. And they were going to do, like, the Google.
Yeah, no, it wasn't us.
Yeah, I don't know how they got my information. I don't know. Maybe that's something you should bring up with the IT department, because they got my number from y'all.
No, I'm definitely going to put it in the queue. I was going to get the number and then look into it and send it over. But if you're saying it's AdIQ, I know who AdIQ is, though. So they're somehow trying to butcher our client. Or maybe you're on the call list for them, but I don't think they'd be getting the call list because they're not actually a Google partner. They're just an SEO company. So I don't know. I have to look into it.
I don't know. It might be something to look into because I thought it was fishy, and it sounded like a call center, and I heard – definitely not English in the background either, so.
They're speaking Spanish or Indian or something?
Yeah, the guy's like, instead of being, hello, my name is John, it's more like, hello, my name is John. Like, that guy's
hello.
Like, I was like, dude, I literally just watched a YouTube video on this crap like 2 days ago. Like, you're not fooling me.
Yeah, like, I know you're not from America, man. You sound like you're Indian or something. Yeah, that's crazy.
It wasn't even that. It just sounded like, I don't know, not legit. And you're like, your pitch was like too try hard. He's like, just tell me what it is. I think I was all day, and the call strung out for like an hour and a half. And I was like, all right, I'm done with this bullshit. Have a good day. Bye-bye, whatever. And then they tried to sell me another deal. I'm like, I'm done. And I hung up, and I was like, I don't know. It sounded fake to me. They sent me a Google verification code, like a number you can look, like an employee number
for
Google.
Awkward.
They work for Google.
Oh, yeah. Send that. Yeah, text it over. You have the number still from earlier?
Yeah. Can I text this number that I'm talking to right now?
It'd have to be the 877 line that I texted you on earlier. This is through the computer, so this is like Google Voice, like voice over internet.
Is it 877-335-6325?
Yep. Yeah, that's our actual company line.
Okay. This is freaking laughing. You sent me links, too. I tried to send a picture earlier. It didn't go through.
It should have. Let me see. I'm on your file right now. Yeah, I did. Here's a requested photo of business card. But you're supposed to put that photo inside your Google verification form, like where it says upload photo.
Yeah, I tried to, but I've already submitted it. But the lady was saying that I have to resend it through email or text message or something like that.
No, no worries. Yeah, if Joyce said to send it like that, then she's probably looking at it right now. But the file's just blank for me.
But maybe pass it up for me in a different department. She doesn't get a hold of it,
Yeah, or you could always send them to that email that I sent you to, the photos at localsplash.com.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I'm dealing with a lot of emails and phone calls from everybody today, which is good for business, but, you know, it's all over the place pretty much.
I'm letting these guys know about the AdIQ thing right now. I'm getting messages from all over. Hold on a second.
Not taking your time, man. I'm still trying to get all this stuff out, too. What email can I forward it to? Because they sent me an email as well.
Yeah, send it to the photos at localsplash.com if you're going to forward it to an email.
Photos dot what?
No, at the at symbol, at localsplash.com.
Oh, okay. Localsplash.com.
And you said you already submitted your Google verification form? It's fast.
I think either the link did or I don't know. Or I'm still waiting in the mail for the pin,
but the verification form was the one that I texted you earlier, where it's,
with all the documents and stuff, some pictures.
Yeah, that's usually where you want to send those in, if you already submitted it. Okay.
Yeah, before I got on the phone with the lady.
Joyce.
And
dang, that's fast. Okay, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, get it moving quick.
Yeah,
I know you say, like, hey, I got a day. I'm like, perfect, because if you allot the day to this, it's not wasted, and we'll get it up and running real fast.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I just want to get work set.
Yeah. Well, the quicker – usually that's, like, one of the bigger hassles, though, is, like, waiting for guys to send the paperwork in. I've had guys, like, call me, and they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, well, I was trying to get a hold of you all yesterday. Like, what's going on with you? Like, send in that freaking form. I'm waiting on it. Yeah. No, so that's good. It looks like client interview is good to go, too. They already notated it heavily.
It says, hello, William. We received your message, but no image was attached. I guess that's from your...
Yeah, that must be on the back end.
Yeah.
They ordered a call tracking number for you.
I mean, if you can see the pictures I just submitted, maybe you can pass that out for me. I don't know. So a little confused.
If you send them to photos at localsplash.com, they'll be able to get it. Yeah, it looks like Ivan. So we have like 400 people at work here. So it's like even if I'm on a call, they're still back there, like, you know what I mean? Making sure that all the steps are getting taken care of. But yeah, I see that message that he sent you. So you got to send any pictures, anything that has like a JPEG or photo attached to it, you got to send those to the email address, photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Otherwise, it won't come through. Did they give you your call tracking number? Because it looks like they ordered it at 103, and then we already have it now.
Yeah, I got two emails about it, about a local.
So that would have been like 303 your time, and then now it's like 416. So 3465701160.
I suppose that's correct.
No, that's it. That's it. It says call tracking number has been ordered, and then that's the number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They got it at 3:03. It looks like the client interview is at like 2 or 1 o'clock. Okay.
Sweet.
That's fast. Moving quick. I've been all over the place today. I just got off the phone with a client, and he was wanted to do so many things. Like, he wanted me to sit through and like step by step walk him through his Google guarantee. So I had to get like his social, and then like. Yeah, set up the budget. He wanted to do it, like, all right now. Like, usually they get it, and then it's like, okay, you know, I'll work on it. I'll get back to you. And then, he wanted to go through everything. So I was like, okay. It was so much crazy. It's all part of it, though.
Oh, yeah. It's all part of the dream, right?
Yeah. Another day and more work. Okay. So it looks like we're starting to get something here. Oh, no. No, that's not. Never mind. They're messaging me about another account.
Let me see. The first guy who spoke to me, his name is Josh or something.
Josh.
And then his manager named Gerald, and Gerald was definitely not English.
Oh, you're talking about AdIQ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys, I don't know, they sent it to this guy, Steve, on our back end, and supposedly he's working on it and see what's going on there. But we're going to try to put it on the DNC registry for business to business so that we don't have to worry about them trying to poach you with offers, at least until we get you up there. And then once you're up there, like I said, it's not even – I don't think they would be calling you anyway. But I'm just trying to figure out how they got your information. Hopefully it's not like they're trying to gather your information from, like, submitted Google business profiles, because that would be really bad. Like, really, Google tries to look out for those kind of companies, too. They've shut down a few of them where they look for the newly registered businesses on Google, and then they call them up and try to, like, oh yeah, we could do it too. Let me undercut cut on the price here for this. And so the customer just thinks, hey, I'm getting the same thing, better deal. And they sign up with those guys, and then some dudes in India got their card, and then they never get on Google. It's like, it's a headache.
That's
yeah, we had a problem with that back in like 2017, 2018. And I'm pretty sure they threaded through all of them. I don't think AdIQ would be doing it unless, you know, they're starting to get desperate over there or something.
Well, I'm thinking, because it was right after I submitted the Google form.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, okay, I mean, yeah. That would make sense. So they're probably getting it off the newly verified businesses.
Yeah.
It was right after you submitted that already?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, pretty confident that's exactly the moment. They called almost immediately.
Okay, I'll send a message to the back end and just have them
on the phone with the lady.
Reach out to the Google headquarters.
I spoke to the lady, and then I got a phone call from them, and then I called them back because I thought it was a potential lead. So I
mm-hmm.
called them back, and it turns out they were trying to sell me some BS. So.
Well, at least you know better. That could have been bad, or we didn't ever know about it. But I've already sent it over to our back end, and I'm sure they'll
cool.
reach out to Google. Steve,
they're trying to get my card off the phone, and I was like, man, you got way too many red flags to try and get a card from me, man.
Yeah, you shouldn't be too worried about those kind of things, though, too. Like, even if you messed up, I mean, we're in 2024. Like, it's so easy to just go to your bank and be like, hey, this was a mistake, or, you know what I mean? And then they can kind of fix it, change the card number. That's why I get these guys tell me all the time, like, oh, man, you know, I need help. I want to cancel, like, HomeAdvisor or Angie's List. I need to get away from these guys and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know, you could just go to your bank and, like, stop all transactions from them. Yeah, like, dispute the charges, get a new card. Like, it's 2024. Like, they made it safe to exchange digitally.
No, yeah, 110%. I mean,
obviously the Indians don't know that.
I know a guy who paid for an entire cruise on a Discover card and paid for all the drinks, paid for everybody's drink. It was a super expensive tab, and then he claimed when he got on land,
fraud.
Hey, my card was, I was never on this cruise. I never paid for this cruise.
Yeah.
Got it all the money back.
Yep. You can send them a new card in the mail.
Why
America's in debt. Don't blame me. Blame Joe Biden. Yeah, he's getting away with a lot worse. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's nuts, man. I was on Zillow for like 30 minutes after our call. He's just going looking at houses.
Boss comes by. He's like, how's work going? Oh, it's going great.
Yeah, yeah. Like we have a client who's saying he wants to do Google Guarantee. I ask you to get on the phone. What is that, Zillow? I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. Mind your business. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, I was gonna say. It looks like you're all set on this side. They're actually messaging me again to hop on another one. But did you have any other like questions, comments, or concerns aside from just AdIQ?
No, concerns.
Good.
Just
interviews.
Yeah. So, what's the next thing?
PIN verification letter in the mail. That's the next thing.
Okay.
Obviously, make sure any photos that you're missing, you know, send those to that photos@localsplash.com as much as you can. They'll review it. If they can't just verify it like that, we'll three-way call you with a Google representative on the line, and we can verify it over the phone. But I think you sent in enough. I have to actually look at it. But main thing is just get that PIN, and then we need the 5-digit number on the back of it when it comes in.
All right, yeah. Just making sure, just a phone call from someone else, I know I need to hang up or not.
Yeah, just let them know. Like, hey, if they're calling about Google advertising, hey, I already got it handled. You know, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah,
and then,
they tried to do my Facebook and Instagram ads as well, and I was like, I already got someone. They're like, well, we can do it for whatever. I was like, dude, I told you. I got it covered.
Yeah, just let them know. Just if you tell them you're working with Local Splash, like we're literally the highest rated Google partner in the industry. Like we've been in business since 2004, so it's like 20 years experience. We're right next to the Google headquarters. So I mean, if they're in this industry at all, and you tell them you're working with Local Splash, they should get the point by then.
I just said I prefer not to disclose their information.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool too. I have your tracking number if you want to take it down. Or here, I'll text it to you.
Yes, please. I got it. I'm gonna write it down.
Yeah, okay. it's 346. Here, I'm gonna text it to you. Don't worry, I got it. Perfect. Some copy paste. 570-1160. And that'll be hooked up to your tracking system too. So all the calls that come through, you get full like recordings. And then it'll also help you too, like differentiating personal calls from business calls. Cause if they use that on the click to call feature on Google Places, it'll let you know like it's a potential lead or it's coming from the Google Places. So that's always nice.
Cool. Okay. So I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. Mm-hmm. So this phone number that's similar mm-hmm. to mine.
Mm-hmm.
The house is first in. I'm sorry. I'm like an old man now.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, so how does this fake phone number work?
So it's just like a front number. Like everything's still going to come through. Like they're seeing that number. They're typing that number. They're calling that number. But it all comes through to your regular phone. So it's not really like important for you to have. You know what I mean? It's more so like but on your listing, that's what they'll see. They'll see that number, and then if they call that one, it helps like the system, your caller ID system, identify like, hey, this is a lead coming from your Google Business profile specifically. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like that way, if you're sitting there on your phone, and then somebody's calling your regular line, you'll get your regular caller ID. If they're calling through on that line, you'll know like, hey, this is a business call. So you know, if you've already like 3-4 beers deep. You know, button up your collar real quick. You know? Okay, this is a floor job. Yeah.
You know, it's even better because now I know when I'm drinking.
You got a heads up. And then it helps with tracking too because there's an app. So they'll send you the login information for your account dashboard and tracking system, the link to the app, and then there's a YouTube video that'll show you how to use it.
Okay.
And you could download it, and then on the app, you can actually, like, see or hear recordings of those calls that are coming through on that number. So not only will you be able to, like, get a heads up and pitch them, but then you can go back and, like, listen to yourself, make sure you didn't miss anything, or, you know what I mean? Hear the conversation over. Or even if you're missing calls, too, it'll save their information. Like, if you were too busy and you didn't hear the call come through, you could go into the tracking system, and it'll still have their information saved, so you can call those guys back.
That's actually really good. I didn't even know they could.
Yeah, they included that for you. It looked like it's no extra charge for the call tracking. That was from Joyce, actually. She's the one who got you that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think she made something like that. I was like, yep, uh-huh, yep.
It was one of those, okay, yeah, sure. Because you didn't get the greeting. Like they have like a custom greeting you could put on it too. Like, thank you for calling Texas Epoxy Solutions LLC. But it looks like you opted out of that one, and then you opted into the call tracking number though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. I think I told her like if it charges me anything extra, I'm saying no.
Keep it low right now. That's the whole point of this. Keep your overhead as low as possible, and then and get some clients in, and if you want to grow into Google Guarantee or Google Ads later, we could always do that.
Exactly. That's the game plan right now. Just hopefully this works, and if it does work, I'll invest more. You know what I mean?
Oh, it will. I'm telling you, I have no doubt you're going to love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor leads, like you've been through boot camp, you're battle testing, man.
Cool, dude.
All right, so I got you all squared away. If you need anything, don't hesitate to call in. I'm going to jump off the line, and then look out for that PIN verification letter when it comes in the mail. Just reach out to us with that 5-digit number. All right, Will.
Awesome. What's your name again, man?
My name is Jonathan. I go by John. You don't remember me? I signed you up this morning.
Yeah. I'm just out of my name.
Oh, man. Okay, John.
I can.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. No worries. Either way, you know, I've been here 10 years. There's already a lot of them on there. I mean, if you look me up, you know. So.
Yeah. One more won't hurt, right?
Yeah. One more won't hurt. You know. I appreciate it. Wait till we make you some money first, and then you can put some numbers on there, and it helps me sell people later. Like, look, this guy made 20 grand in his first three months with us, or 3 weeks with us. You know. So that always works. There's a deck guy on there, actually. He's from, like, the Ozarks area, and he was building these decks, and the decks were, like, 20 grand a pop, because he was putting, like, metal roofs on them, too. And he had, like, three of them down in his first 2 months. It was, like, applied, yeah, I think it's, like, Bo Hicks. It's under, like, BH Construction. Yeah, but he made, like, 60 grand in, like, no time. I remember I called him up shortly after. I was like, man, I saw your review, so you ready to sign up for the year? And then he's like, all right, I'll sign. And I'm prepaid for the whole year. I'm like, yeah, that's going to save you money anyway. So,
yeah. That's sort of the deal with that marketing team for Facebook and Instagram that I'm going to be working with. I was in a live call with them or video call, and they were showing me that one of their clients that's brand new, within their first month, just because of Facebook and Instagram generated leads, they made $24,000 in 1 month with one crew as a small company. And 70% of those were Instagram and Facebook generated alone, and the rest was word of mouth.
Yeah, no, that sounds right. I mean, people are very visual buyers, you know, especially in your industry. It's like once you have a certain style or a certain way of doing things and they fall in love with that, that's the key. It's not just being in a niche market, but providing like a one-of-a-kind service, and then they just start stacking up on you, you know? Buddies go to drink at their neighbor's garage. Hey, who did your floors?
That is how it happens. And the people, a lot of people who get this have a lot of FU money, and guess what? Their friends have it too.
Yep.
That's literally how it works.
That you understand the value of the marketing, though. There's some old-timers out there that are like, why would I do something like this? And I'm like, okay. Like, haven't you noticed that every year that you don't do something like this, your business has just been dwindling and dwindling and dwindling? I'm like, how did you even survive the pandemic? Like,
I don't know.
People can't even find you online. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm new myself, but like, I feel like I got a very good path going for me, you know.
That's one of the benefits of being young, though, too. It's like, you know, the older generation, they're so used to doing things, but you can't just sit like that, you know. Like, times change, you gotta adapt with the times, or you're gonna end up getting left behind.
I know, man. You know, at this point, like, even just think about it, with Facebook and Instagram alone, if that's a good exposure, and then on top of this, the Google stuff, dude, I think I'll be more than fine.
You're going to be good. I think we'll save you a lot of money, too. I don't know what you're spending on leads with HomeAdvisor, but if you're getting, like, even 10 to 20 of those a month, I think we'd even be saving you money at this rate.
I did the minimum. I spent only $250 for HomeAdvisor just to see what I can get.
Yeah, but, man, you're not going to get very many opportunities with $250, huh? What are they charging, like, $30 a lead?
Actually, I'll pull it up right now.
Probably more. I think $30 would be on the low end for epoxy flooring.
Yeah, because I just got a quote from 2 weeks from now. I just got off the phone with the guy before I picked up the phone with you. His was $6, and the other one was $64.
Dang. Yeah, so what are you going to get for $250, like $4?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's not going to do much.
But one of them was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, if one of them goes through it, you make your money back, you know, but if all four of them don't, then you're spending that for nothing, you know. But still, spending $250 for four and then getting one, you know, you're basically spending $250 a job if you think about it that way. That's the important number to think about. It's called your cost per acquisition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They guarantee if I don't get a job within the first 10 leads or 10 days, something like that, I get all my money back. So.
I think it's the 10 leads. Yeah, I've heard that before, actually, from HomeAdvisor by Angie's.
Yeah, and if I don't get it from them, then, you know, that's fine. I still get my $250 back. You know what I mean?
I got this guy. He's all PO'd with me right now because they put him on a hold and said I was going to call – or said that they were going to transfer him over, and I didn't take him. So I got to call him back and make sure I don't got a fired-up guy. But if you need anything, just give me a call, okay? Just call in.
Yep, we'll do.
All right, Will. Have a good one. You're welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.